Tyler Medaglia, you were my 100% lead pipe lock of the week for fantasy, and you came through, but never mind that fake motocross. You got to be stoked on your day. I mean, yeah, it was muddy, but you got good starts. You ran the pace. You pulled away from some big names. Sixth overall, you got to be stoked.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. I listened to your fantasy show, and I was like, oh, man, hopefully I don't shit the bed.
I was really pumping you up.
Good. I was, yeah, you were. Yeah. So I was like, oh, the pressure's on. I'm here in the van with Rooney's old pop-up tent. But no, it's all good. I actually had a shit start in the first moto. I was way back, and I got hit with a rock and blew my roll-off apart right away. So I had no goggles on, and I was contemplating going into the pits, and I just kept picking people off, and I'm like, okay, well, there's enough lines that I can make it work. And I remember Geyser at Donations last year. He didn't even ride with goggles the whole weekend. It was crazy. So I'm like, if he can do it, I can do it for one moto. And then, yeah, like I got a good start in the second moto. Beggett was on me, like, going nuts, and I'm like, oh, man, I hope that's not Eli. Yeah. The last thing I want to do is mess up Eli. So I look back, and it's Beggett, and then I look, there was nobody behind him. So once Beggett got me, I tried to stay on him for a bit, and then I had like 20 seconds on Phil, and three laps ago, Lorenzo Locuccio crashed in front of me, and I landed, hit him, went over the bars, and I was stuck under my bike, and he actually helped me lift it back up. And then I came around with three laps ago, and they had +8 on the pit board, and I was like smoked by trying to pick that friggin' bike up and then repass a couple lappers that were actually pretty fast dudes. So, yeah. But yeah, and then the last lap was good.
Was one moto better than the other for the track? I don't know, man. They both look pretty bad, but we didn't have the rain as much, you know, second moto. I don't know. Was one moto better than the other for any reason?
For me, the second moto was a lot better. Yeah. Just because I had my goggles on and I could see, but actually the ruts weren't even that bad. Like, I could make it around the track. The first moto at halfway, I was like, holy shit, like, we still got another half to go. Like, this is unbelievable. But the second one at halfway, I was like, oh, I'm good. Yeah. It's all good.
And you were pulling away from Chad there a little bit. You know, you saw him probably coming in some spots. And Eli was back there. So top Cowie in the second moto.
Yeah, it's good. My buddy Kenny actually works for Cowie in the States. And he's always he's like, yeah, man, I talk to corporate. I'll get you a hat and this and that. I'm like, all right, perfect, dude. Like, this is awesome. And he's like, yeah. Because our team is sponsored by Pillars, and we got the salami whips, and he's always like, whip out your salami, and yeah, so it was all good, man. I'm pumped. Like, that was my best AMA result, so yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. Look, you've ridden for Team Canada for Disnations for a long time. You've been in a kind of an anchor of the team. Not on it this year, but still, I mean, you know, I guess you understand the decision, but going to suck a little bit down in the U.S. to not be there.
Yeah, especially on a track like Redbud. Like, it's like the dirt that I kind of grew up on riding. And I was actually on the team. I got picked for the team. But there was a bit of politics involved with...
I did not know this.
Yeah, I was like, they had my room set. I had my mechanic. Everybody was ready to go. But there was an argument about whether I could race MX2 or not. And there was some fighting going back and forth, and yeah, it was just they couldn't come to agreement, and it was just one of those things that.
Yeah, but what about you?
Yeah,
like I don't care if you guys, I'll ride whatever.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, yeah, I'll ride a 250F. I'm the lightest out of the two guys that they had picked before, and I'm sure they don't want to, but I don't give a crap. I could do it, but there was just not really good communication and a little bit of bickering, and it just kind of led to, because there's so many good options this year, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. But
well, cool, man. That's too bad. But hey, nice work. Congratulations. And it was cool to see you run up there 555. Everyone's probably wondering who the hell you were, but I did. I knew, and nice work.
Yes, thank you very much.